Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. We told you that we were packed and stacked. The AD of the fine institution of Middle Tennessee State University joins us now, Chris Massaro. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We are fantastic and excited for you and the university, but the news coming out yesterday that you get to be on the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really thrilled and honored to be on it. I think that's since the committee was really formed, that's been a goal of mine to get on that committee, or I should say a desire of mine. And for it to occur, I mean, it's just I just feel so lucky and honored.
Now, I know there are certain aspects of it that you can and can't talk about. So, you know, if there's anything you can't say, I obviously understand that. But
right.
How did this all come about? Is it what, you know, of you getting to do this?
Yeah. And, you know, it's a long story, or it could be a short story. But basically, like I've been involved with the CFP and for really since its inception, and went back when it was the BCS, I was on a football issues committee, and that really dwarfed into a committee that was an AD advisory committee for the CFP. And we didn't have any real decision-making responsibilities. All we did was discuss some issues and, you know, things such as should we sell beer at the playoff? How big should the visitors' allotment be? Does that change for the semifinal into the final? And then how does, you know, what's the requirement? How many days should a team be required to be at the site? You know, and so it was just all of our recommendations. And so I got to know the people pretty well there. I've gone through a mock presentation of, you know, they invite ADs to come in and do a mock selection over the course of a day and just to see how the sausage is made and how you can do it. So I've done all that stuff. And so I think that resonated. And the commissioners really decide on who's on the committee. There's 10 commissioners. Through Conference USA, I was able to express my desire to be on it. And then the 10 commissioners all vet and then eventually select who's going to be on it. So, you know, that's also a pretty good thrill that they think that much of you. You know, in my previous job at South Carolina, you know, worked, you know, with Greg Sankey, obviously in the SEC. Mike Slive was the commissioner, but Greg was one of the top lieutenants, and I've known Tim Permetti at the American a long time, obviously Judy, Conference USA, John Steinbrecher, and I go way back in the MAC. So I know some of those commissioners quite well and was really flattered that they thought enough of me professionally to get this gig.
Well, I think it's great. We're talking to Chris Massaro, athletic director at Middle Tennessee State. Chris, this little side hustle you got now is all great and everything, but but damn it, we got a big game tomorrow night at Murphy Center, right?
We got two big games tomorrow, but a huge one at Murphy Center. We play Liberty. We're one game behind them in the standings with two to play. So if we beat them, obviously, we'd be right there. Let's go, man. This is championship basketball. And the tournament's next week. So our last two home games are Thursday and Saturday. And so Thursday at 6:30 is a huge, huge game. It's probably the biggest game we've had in the Murphy Center on the men's basketball side since, probably Kermit's last year. You know, we beat Western Kentucky for the conference title that year. And so it's been a while. It's been about 7 years.
Well, I love it. I love it. It's going to be packed down there. We're coming down. So it's going to be packed tomorrow night.
Oh, man.
I know. It's that big of a deal.
That's the definition of a big game.
Right, it really is.
No more needs to be said. It's like game day coming.
Thank you. And we'll have Coach McDevitt on the show tomorrow, too. So we got all that going on. But, no, I think this is great news, you know, for you being on this. Now, you know all the grumbling from the fan bases and everything. Are you ready for that? I mean, I know you are. You've been in athletics for 20-plus years. you get all that and everything, but – I mean, so many eyeballs were on you guys, and now even more so next year. But does that – do you look at that or like, no, I got a job
here? Oh, yeah. You know, that's – you know, and you talk to people that have been on the committee and, you know, and it varies from year to year how severe the output is on whoever didn't make it, you know, and whatever fan base there is that did not make it. And just recognize that there's so much passion – in college football that's an outcome. And so, yeah, you can be a target for those kind of things and get the nasty emails and, you know, and those kind of things. And so I'm prepared for that. You know, you never know till you go through it. It's sort of like when the dog finally catches the parked car, what happens. You know, So we'll just kind of see about that. That's the one kind of downside is that whether it was two teams or whether it was four teams or whether it's 12 teams, you know, that's been an outcome. That there's always that disappointed one that just had a great season and just maybe didn't quite do enough, you know, and so those are always hard.
Well, when that happens, just give him Mark Owen's phone number and just say, yeah. And you'll be good.
Yeah, and his home address, too. I think that'd be good.
Yes. Hey, Chris, we're ready. Like, if my phone starts ringing on a Sunday night, you know, we'll answer. We'll help you out. We got you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's great. That's great. That's fantastic. You know, on a committee of 13, there's going to be a lot of different opinions and I think one thing that the committee's done very good outwardly is that, you know, that they're all together, you know, and there's two spokespeople, Rich Clark, who runs the show, and then whoever the chairperson is. And so that part's good. And like, for instance, I'm sure there were committee members last year that maybe felt differently than final outcomes. I don't know that for sure, but you know, it's a committee and then it's a consensus. And I think they do a really good job of presenting a united front. So, over through the years, and I've got a little bit of experience there on a much smaller scale with women's basketball, you know, being on the NCAA selection committee for it and, you know, whatever that 65th team or that 66th team's disappointed as well. And so you just have to, that's part of the job. And that's why I think each committee member puts in so much time. There's going to be a lot of time in individual discussion, but they also want you to watch games and those kind of things. And so I think that's part of our obligation to college football is to come up with the best decisions possible.
Well, I know you are certainly the man for the job, and it's going to be awesome. Congratulations once again. And, hey, good luck to Coach McDevitt and the Blue Raiders tomorrow night. It's going to be a big one. We'll have him on tomorrow. But thanks so much for doing this today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And our women have a big game Thursday as well. We're at Liberty, and we're one game in front, so we can really wrap up the regular season with them. So Thursday night could be a big night for the Blue Raiders.
Well, I know Coach Ensel is going to have his crew ready to go too. So it is certainly a big night for the Raiders, and we're looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Chris Massaro, the AD of MTSU and the Blue Raiders, joining us here on the program, and we really appreciate him. And again, you can hear the men's game tomorrow night starting at, I believe, pregame is at 6 o'clock as MTSU takes on Liberty on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
It's going to be a bad day to be a Baptist tomorrow as the Blue Raiders take down Liberty. And look, I'm Baptist, right? Yeah, you can make those
You can say that. Yeah. You can say that.
Take down Liberty.